Welcome back to the show. You got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We've got State Rep. Ahmaud Rivera Wagner. Pam Bondi got fired. That's funny.
Sorry.
She sucked. But the Dow was over 50,000 at one point. So, you know, I guess there was that, you know. But, you know, it's funny, you know, when we joke, but I think it's good to see, like, some of the wheels come off of this thing.
You know? I mean, let's be very clear. Like, while we, like, are laughing about it, Pam Bondi has orchestrated some of the cruelest and chaotic levels of public policy, or at least public approach, that have really cost people their lives and their trust of their political lives, their everyday lives, that have been completely disrupted by the chaos of this administration. And so while I'm frankly happy she's gone, the truth is I'm not sure that we're going to do any better. But I do think that this is one form of accountability. And so I'm thankful that, you know who said this, and I actually fully support it? Former Congressman Reid Ribble talked about having an AG that actually respects the Constitution and not the political machinations of the president. And I couldn't agree more with former Congressman Reid Ribble that that's what we need in an attorney general, is someone who actually respects the Constitution. And again, it's so strange to be a hardcore Democrat and proud to be a Democrat to be the person talking about constitutional muster and constitutional protections. But I think that's really, really, really important. And I think that's something that Republicans should be pushing for as well, is we need someone who just respects the Constitution and the rule of law.
That's, you know, at Republican events, that we would always have like these groups handing out pocket constitutions. I should see if they have their number, and maybe they want to come to the Dems convention or something.
Or at least hand them out again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Well, Republicans are like, what is this? Doesn't say Trump on it. Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the legislative session is done. Yeah.
Yes.
How did that go?
Well, it was a fascinating first term. Yeah. I want to make sure we set what it looks like. The reason why the legislative session is done is that at the beginning of the year, the majority party, which in this case is Republicans, decided on a schedule that was one of the shortest schedules in Wisconsin history for doing legislative work. That's passing bills, that is going to hearings, that's engaging our communities. And I voted against that, saying, people sent me here to do work. It's Green Bay. Most people not only have one job, they have multiple jobs. Yeah. So they expect their legislators to do exactly what they are. But that schedule passed. Despite that schedule being one of the shortest on record in Wisconsin history, the majority party also then decided to end 10 months early. 10 months early. So we're talking about the end of a legislative session, despite the fact that I have 9 more months, or 8 more months approximately, of my term. And we will not be passing any more bills. We will have no more hearings. Even introduction of bills gets a stamp, essentially saying that you've introduced a bill that cannot get a hearing and will not be heard or will be voted on. So just to really right-size the ship, we are at a 10-month hiatus, and we have ended our legislative session early because the majority party has decided to do so. So while that is deeply disappointing, despite the short amount of time that we've had, and being a minority party member as Democrats, I am so excited that next week, we will be signing two bills that I help author and work together, that are two bipartisan bills on housing and immigration, all focused on opportunity and affordability. And so even as a freshman member, I was told I cannot pass any bills, that I should not expect to have any bills passed in my first term. And two, that most bills, that you can't do big things in Wisconsin. Here's the thing. People doubt Green Bay all the time. They doubted our team. They doubt our city. And we always show up. We always do better when we punch above our weight. And not only do we have these two bills, but I've had one of the most prolific first sessions. And I'm just so proud, because every one of the bills that I've worked on, including the bills that will be signed by the governor, are ideas that came from the residents and people of Green Bay. And that got turned into public policy. And that policy won. And it's not because they are liberal or conservative. They're just good policy that helps everyday people. And I want people to believe in our government again. So despite all of the barriers, I am so proud that I have two bills as a freshman Democrat that are going to become law.
Yeah, and I think that people need to understand like how big of a thing that is. You know, like it's very difficult to get something passed, especially, you know, in your first term. It's typically is not done. And to do that when the, you know, in the face of the headwinds of the GOP, you know, we're talking with Ahmaud Rivera Wagner. Dude, I'm proud of you, man. That's seriously, like, that is freaking cool. And that speaks to your ability to do the right thing and get people on board, you know, with a very diverse coalition of Republicans and Democrats,
right,
to get something done.
And frankly, folks that could be unlikely allies. Here's what I have learned in Green Bay. When you actually focus on the issues, you can build an incredible coalition.
Yeah.
And I don't make promises not to disagree with people. There are people who I worked with on predatory lending legislation. Well, it did not get passed. It was one of the few bipartisan bills introduced. It was with Senator Jacques and Rep. Allen, some of the most conservative people in the state legislature. And we all agreed that predatory lending should be curbed or ended in the state of Wisconsin. And so, like, there are ways where we can agree on ending predatory lending and fight about pro-choice, pro-life, that we can agree on housing and have a debate on LGBTQ issues. What I love about doing it around the issues and progress over politics is that it's not about me changing at all. I don't change in any room I am in, but what I will do is focus on the things that we can work on together and then fight on the things that we have to fight about, and that disagreement doesn't have to be dangerous, that we can deeply disagree and focus on this issue, and then we can go back to deeply disagreeing. And so I really feel like it's almost a harking back to a different time, a different era, when you focus on the problems, not on the politics, right? And so I'm just deeply proud.
Yeah, it's what I say all the time on the show. It's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. And that's kind of what you've been about your whole life. We're going to continue the discussion here with Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner on the Rational Revolution right after this. I'm Mark Becker. Stick around.